Happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford, and this is your Monday Moment. Whether you've joined us through email or your smartphone or PC, or even now on iTunes at Monday Moments by Monica Wofford, our question for this week is, how do you teach cold molasses to move? First of all, teaching molasses anything is a bit like having Eeyore try out for cheerleader. Not a good use of your efforts. If you're listening from a country other than the U.S., try Googling Eeyore, the typically grumpy donkey on Winnie the Pooh. But do you spend similar efforts getting a thinker to think faster, or a wonderfully people-oriented top salesperson to be more organized? What if you just let them be them and gave them the support they needed instead of trying to teach that cold molasses to move? That's not always possible in an environment when most are doing the job of two or three people versus the one they used to do. But here's some clear thoughts to consider if the speed of that molasses still frustrates you. First, consider Lance Armstrong. No matter your thoughts of his recent news appearances, I'm told Lance Armstrong, multiple winner of the Tour de France, has a larger lung capacity and heart muscle than the average person. That means no matter how much someone practices cycling, or how many additives they use to supplement their efforts, they still won't attain the same success. Now, if your salesperson is a natural at selling, why do you continue to think that more practice on organizational skills or supplemental time management training will make them better at those things? We often get requests to help salespeople be better organized, when the real training need is to help leaders be more accepting. If these folks are selling the socks off your products, then hire organized administration assistants to help them. The truth is, you can be frustrated that they can't cycle, in quotes, as fast as you'd like them to, or you can cheer them on at what they do well and accept the fact that cycling is not their thing and save your money on trying to fix them, spending it instead on building on what they do well and getting them the support they need. Secondly, I'd invite you to consider what you consider. Now that's vague, but go with me for a minute. I watched a show recently, and this is a bit of risk to put on a public podcast, but I watched a show in which a mother was terribly frustrated at her special needs child because she couldn't do what other kids could do. And she didn't have the time, working two jobs and a limited income, to devote to her special care. Now let's be clear, what I'm not saying is that employees are like special needs children, just so we're crystal clear. What I am saying is that there are likely days when leaders feel this way too. Working on two tasks or six or more at times and not having the time to help their difficult person or underperformer learn how to be better or even great at what they can do, and getting frustrated at them for being who they are. Yes, some are just lazy, and some people don't want to do their job well for whatever reason. However, in many cases, it's the leader who doesn't want to or feels they can't take the time to get involved or help, and or is feeling guilty because they don't. This is when you outsource the need to a trusted colleague or vendor or supplier of the expertise that you may not be able to provide. Your title of leader does not mean you have to do it all. Instead, it means you've reached a place where you know what you do well and where you need help. If you're still fussing at the cold molasses, quote unquote, because it's moving too slow, ignoring it doesn't make it go faster. Berating it doesn't make it move or react well. Assigning it the low-end, nasty projects doesn't do it either. find a way to get it, or rather them, the help it, or rather they, needs. Or something to light a fire under it and release the frustration of complaining about what they do or don't do. If you're going to keep them, help them. Maybe it's simply a matter of accepting their more non-traditional approach, or the reality that you have the wrong person in the wrong job, or the focus for the moment on the people instead of all those tasks. Ask yourself, could you get even more done if you stopped for a moment to help the team get better? I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great Monday and an even better week, and thanks for letting me share. And of course, stay contagious.